Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Etsy Shop Reviews, episode 33. We're going to be taking a look at a subscriber's Etsy shop called Faith Masterpieces. If I'm correct, I think they have no sales yet. So this is going to attempt to be like a constructive review of the shop in hopes that it'll help them increase their sales from zero to many, many more thousands of sales, not even 10, 20, 30, 100. Let's go for 1,000 plus sales in 2022 because, hey, why not? Let's set that bar high and let's see if we can provide some valuable feedback. Real quick reminder, take advantage of the free weekly print-on-demand giveaway. You can enter using the link at the top of the description. And two winners are going to be randomly selected and announced not this Sunday, not tomorrow, but the week after because I'm going to be traveling. So those winners are going to receive a license to Flying Research print-on-demand research tools, Automate POD print-on-demand design creation automation, All American Graphics premium pre-made graphics, and Bubble Scout, my go-to Redbubble niche research and validation tool. Link in the description. Also down there, I've got an 8-day print-on-demand mini course that's going to help you get started using the Printful Etsy integration and open your Etsy shop. And I've got a great print-on-demand Facebook group if you would like to join. I'd love to have you. All right, let's take a look at this Etsy shop. So here we are on the Etsy shop. I'll drop a link to it in the description as well. So Faith Masterpieces from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Love the consistent branding across the banner, the shop owner profile, and the shop profile as well. They've got an announcement posted. Hey, that's a smart announcement, actually. Just saying, welcome. Free shipping on orders over $35. Because, hey, Etsy customers may not know that the Etsy free shipping guarantee, that's what they call it when you opt in to offer your customers free shipping on orders of $35 or more. They may not know that exists. So, hey, I like the idea of displaying that at the top of the shop. I don't see any reason not to do that. I may even just put that like as the only text up there, unless you wanted to like go kind of more advanced route and try to build an email list by offering them a coupon in exchange for joining your list. That's something maybe you do down the line. So one thing I would do is I would create sections for your Etsy stuff. You can do that by going to your shop manager, going to your inventory, and then I think it's on the right-hand side, in the right sidebar, you should be able to create sections. When you do that, you know, there's different ways to go about using them, but at a minimum, if you're not going to use them at all, I would create them and say, like, you know, if you're offering more than one product type, which I'm looking at your shop right now for the first time. Okay, so you have mugs and t-shirts, so you could make a section called mugs, and you could make a section called t-shirts, right? So different sections, and then add your shirts to the shirts section and mugs to the other. That's just one idea. I mean, you could also do it by niche. So you could say like Christmas, put your Christmas shirts, Christmas mugs, etc. That's probably how I would go about doing it, honestly. And then do one for Valentine's Day. That way it makes your shop look more professional and more put together. A lot of the bigger shops do that as well. So I would definitely do that. New Year's shirts, you could do that. Maybe not New Year's because it's already passed, but hopefully you get what I'm saying here. All right, so the first thing that I think is going to make the most immediate impact to helping your shop make more sales is fixing your thumbnails. And I know you're probably not going to like hearing that because it looks like you've definitely put in some work to making custom thumbnails. But here's the thing. Clearly something's not working, right? Like something isn't working because you have zero sales. You know what I mean? You would at least get one sale. I think you need to have thumbnails that are vertically oriented and centered. I don't want to be a stickler and make too big of a deal about it, but like, you know what I mean? Like something's not working. And the first thing that always pops into my mind, if I don't even see a shop and they say they have zero sales, I just assume your thumbnails are bad. I assume your designs probably suck. Although I don't think your designs suck. That's the thing. They're right in front of me here. And I think your designs are pretty good. So what is it? I think it's your thumbnails. Like it's one thing to have a good design on a shirt, but it's another if it's like text, if it's rotated 45 degrees would be 22 degrees roughly. So I really think that like you may want to reconsider how you're doing your thumbnails, vertically orient and center them. and you know, you're doing a good job of like making those designs like stand out. They're the, you know, they are what we see when we see a thumbnail. Like you're doing a good job of like cropping and zooming and all that. But it's at an angle, you know what I mean? And like, I may be making a big deal about something that average people may think is something so small that couldn't be it. But like, I promise you, when people do a keyword search on Etsy, there's been TED Talks. You guys know what TED Talks are. You can go to YouTube and type in TED Talks and hear like subject matter experts talk about like any number of things. Well, I'm sure there's TED Talks about like human psychology where we don't even understand our own brains and how they work. Like when we do a keyword search on Etsy or on Amazon or even just a search on Google, like our brain is firing super quickly and taking in information super quickly and making decisions in our subconscious super quickly. And it's just not going to process as well if the shirt is at some weird angle where it, like, you know what I mean? You have to stop and double take to read text off a shirt at a weird angle. So I'll move on from it, but I really think that's going to make a significant difference. Vertical, centered, don't overthink it. You know, don't do too much. Just, yeah, I think it's going to make a big difference. The other thing I would recommend is, your pricing, like, you know, $18.99 is fine. $19.99 is fine. I would run a sale though. I would run a 10% off sale. Okay. The easiest thing you can do is, and this is if you choose to, like, I don't know who you're using to fulfill your orders and what your pricing looks like, but let's just say you're using like Printful and you're selling the Gildan 64,000 shirts that cost, $7.95 to fulfill. You can go ahead and safely, you know, you can go to your inventory, use the search function, type in the word shirt, which presumably would exclude all your non-shirts and only include shirts, select all, and this is where you could add to section and make a section called shirts if you wanted to. But what you can do is you can bulk reprice your shirts, set the price to $22.21, then go into your shop manager, go to marketing, go to sales, run a sale. I think it's called sales and coupons. Do that, run a 10% off sale, and all of your shirts that are priced at $22.21 will get dropped to $19.99. Okay, that's one way of doing it. Like when you run a sale, it just is something else that helps differentiate you from everybody else on Etsy that isn't running a sale. Plus it looks good, you know what I mean? It's a value proposition to the customer because they see the old price crossed out and they see the new price. And then they see the green 10% off, you know, and that green is another one of those like psychological triggers that we don't even know is happening in our own heads, but it is happening. And it's saying, hey, you're getting a value here. You know, that's something that you want to use to your advantage. So we've kind of, you know, we haven't even really gone into your niche selection or your design or anything like that. But like, seriously, sometimes it's playing the game. You know, you're on Etsy. So we're talking about Etsy, right? We're talking about the custom thumbnails. We're talking about the pricing, the sales, etc. I don't want to, you know, spend too long looking at your niches, but like generally speaking, like, you know, stuff like this, Black History Month. This is huge every single year. It's coming. Make some more Black History shirts. You know, that's what I would spend some time doing. You know, African American women, shirts are selling really well on Merch by Amazon. They sell really well every February. So that's something, you know, there's a bunch, I don't know what to call the niche because I've never really sold in that niche, but like there is a bunch of ways you can sell in that niche that sell really well. You know, some of your designs I like more than others, for sure, but I think your designs are definitely like good enough. I think you should niche down more. Okay. Like a generic shirt, like this one behind me says, Let It Snow. Okay. Like a Let It Snow shirt. That's very generic. I would niche down. Okay. Like make a shirt that says my Chihuahua loves it when it snows. You know what I mean? Don't actually make that shirt, but you get what I'm saying? Like something different, like something that's still in the snow niche, but spin it in a way where you're not just indexed on super generic keywords that are going to be really tough to get visibility on. Like a generic football shirt, thankful for football. I mean, that's good for Thanksgiving. I get it because there is football always on Thanksgiving, but it's also like, I don't know anybody that buys that. I mean, I haven't looked and validated that niche, but I don't know. I don't know how many people retired and golfing. See, retirement golf. Love that as a niche. I think your design could use improvement, like just a circle, you know, like just me thinking out loud, if I was going to make this design better, I would scrap the graphic entirely. I'm not saying you can't have a good graphic on this niche, but I'm just thinking out loud of like how I would immediately make this better. Remove the entire graphic, text only. Like sometimes text only is better than graphics. Like I like this graphic, but I don't think me personally, I don't think it looks great on a shirt. So I would just say retired and out golfing 2022. Big bold text, simple. Thumbnail, centered, zoomed in. Simple, you know, stuff like that works. It's crazy to think that it works, but it works, you know, like this, you know, this one says hashtag retired. Obviously I'm not a big fan of how the thumbnail is, but, you fix that. And I like bigger, bolder fonts, but hey, if you like this, cause it is subjective at the end of the day, the design aspect, then keep doing this, you know, just fix the thumbnail. But this is a good example of like, you didn't need to get crazy with the design. Just sometimes text only works. Hashtag retired 2022, whatever. You know, and put somewhere on your listings that you accept customizations. Do you have anything there? I just did a search real quick. Yeah, I would put somewhere probably near the top of your description, like customizations accepted, okay? You can also, something you should do, honestly, is create a listing, charge 99 cents, and call it a digital download. Then message your brother, sister, friends, family member, like just get one person to buy that listing for 99 cents and leave a 5-star review. And then you've got your first review, because the most significant jump you can have is from 0 to 1 reviews. Everything after that, from 1 to 100,000 reviews, is less significant than 0 to 1, because that first review shows up on all your products. So make a new listing, make it a digital download, charge 99 cents, and have somebody buy and review it. That is my recommendation. All right, I think we've done, you know, probably spent enough time on this shop. I was going to say, some of these like mugs are hard to read. You can kind of tell which ones I'm thinking about too, because they have that like kind of gold gradient against that white mug, and it certainly is like not the easiest thing to read. So I would always factor that in, to your design process. Like this would look great against a black mug, so why not just sell it on a black mug? You know what I mean? Like you don't have to get too crazy here. Like I think that would just be a no-brainer. Thank you guys for watching until the end. Before I sign off, wanted to remind you, I have a full print on demand course. It is extensive. It shows you step by step how to start, scale, and automate your print on demand business in 2022. It shows you how I make 6-figure passive income selling print on demand products in 2020, 2021, 2022, etc. Exactly how I do it. You can learn more in the description. Use the link in the description below. It also includes my entire Etsy print on demand course, the Amazon print on demand course, niche research, design, automation, much more. You can find out more using the link down there. All right. Sorry for that sales pitch, but thank you for making it till the end, guys. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you soon.